Chapter 8, Heavenly Physiques. So it will be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. 1 Corinthians 15:42 through 44.
Recently, Jan and I learned of two women who underwent mastectomies after year-long battles with cancer. As a result, their husbands walked out on them. Both men were in their early 40s, were considered strong Christians, and have become workout freaks since they abandoned their wives. They live in the gym and exercise for hours every day. Why did they do it? Was it because their wives' battle for life reminded them of their own mortality? Was it because they couldn't stand the thought of lying next to a surgically altered body? Or was it merely a reflection of a culture that insists on trying to stop time and turn it backward? Just what was it that caused these men to run in the opposite direction from their wedding vows? I don't know. But I do know our society places gigantic emphasis on making this body look good, while giving no thought whatsoever to the body that is to come. Maybe these men just fell into that trap. They wouldn't be the first. Our hope as Christians can never be placed on refurbishing or gussying up our present bodies. You can spend all your time and money on that pursuit if you want to, but in the end, you're going to end up looking like the bald man who tries to conceal his shiny scalp with a long wisp of side hair twirled on top of his still gleaming dome. Nobody is fooled, and you've wasted your efforts. I don't have time for that nonsense, because I'm getting a brand new body that comes complete with everything I need. That means a lot to a man who's missing an arm and a shoulder. In the past few years, I've met dozens of people who have lost arms or legs or feet or hands. I've come to know many men and women, boys and girls, who have been damaged physically, whether through accident, disease, birth defects, or old age. These folks are looking forward to their new bodies every bit as much as I am. They know what it is to be physically limited now, and they can't wait to find out what their new bodies will have to offer. For me, I've often said that when I get to heaven, I'm looking forward to a new left arm. And for you baseball fans out there, if you think Nolan Ryan threw hard, just wait until I start zinging fastballs towards the real home plate. So what will these new bodies be like? We're given hints in Scripture, but nothing definitive. We do know a few things. They will never decay. Paul says they will be imperishable. That means they won't wear out, burn out, or rot out. After you've used your body for a trillion billion years, it will still be as good as new. These bodies won't come with 50,000-mile warranties, because they won't need any warranties at all. 50,000 miles or 50,000 light years, the tread on your tires will still be the same. They will never grow ugly. Paul says they will be raised in glory. That means that in heaven, the least attractive resident will have a radiance and beauty that will outshine the sun. There won't be any beauty parlors, because there won't be anything you could do to make any saint the least bit more gorgeous. They will be strong. Paul says they will be raised in power. That means there won't be any wheelchairs in heaven. No pneumatic lifts. No crutches. No hospital beds. No braces. No personal trainers. No need to take vitamins A, B, or even C. And you won't ever have to eat spinach if you don't want to. They will be out of this world. Paul says they will be spiritual. What exactly is a spiritual body? This one's harder to grasp, since we don't have anything like it on this planet. Paul compares it to a seed. When you plant a seed in the ground, you expect something else to come up. What grows is related to that seed, but it isn't the same as that seed. One writer has said, "An earthly natural body is fallen and is so temporal, imperfect, and weak. A heavenly spiritual body will be eternal, perfect, and powerful. Like a seed sown in the earth and the plant which proceeds from it, there is continuity, but a gloriously evident difference. Like I said, out of this world. They will be like the resurrected body of Jesus. In Philippians 3:20 and 21, Paul writes, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body." This should rock your IQ. If you want to get a hint of what it means to have a body like that of the resurrected Jesus, read the post-resurrection accounts in the Gospels. If your jaw doesn't hit the floor, it must be wired shut. Folks, I know from experience that this truth has the power to comfort like almost no other. Several years ago, when Jan and I were sitting at our dinette table with my father, telling him of my imminent amputation, he sat there and wept. He couldn't believe that part of his son's body soon was going to be cut off. Jan read aloud 1 Corinthians 15:42 through 44 to give him the assurance that although I was losing my arm, the day was coming when I would receive a spiritual body that would be raised imperishable, in glory and in power. That text gave my dad hope. It gave him comfort. It helped him to accept what was about to happen to my present body, and it has done the same for me. I'm looking forward to my new and improved heavenly physique. As soon as possible, I plan to take the mound and blow away the first batter I face, and I won't even need any spinach. Dear Lord, being healthy gives me a sense of being invincible, but nothing blows that feeling out of the water more quickly than being faced with some kind of affliction or suffering. Whether I or someone I know is suffering, affliction is a rude awakening to the fact that life is short and each of us is wasting away. Lord, it's times like this that really cause me to think about the things in life that are most important. During this time of uncertainty, I find myself asking questions I've rarely asked before. After all, there never was a need to ask such questions. I had everything under control. Everything was going great, just as I planned. But now it's so different. I'm scared. And quite frankly, I'm beginning to see a side of me that I don't much like. Suffering does that to a person, I guess. And yet, as I come to you in all my ugly sinfulness, I now understand what the Apostle Paul meant when he said, "What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death?" Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I feel so much like Paul, wretched and wondering who will rescue me. Lord, I now know that if I place my trust in Jesus, it is He who will rescue me from my sin and who will give me the strength to endure this journey of life. So where does that leave me? I know this body won't last forever. Yet, Lord, I thank You that even in the midst of living with this broken-down body of mine, You have given me hope. Yes, I know that outwardly I am wasting away, but I also know that this pain and suffering have caused me to come face to face with my own ugly sinfulness, and that You have led me to Jesus, the One who rescues me from this body of death. He provides me with a hope that will last forever. Amen.